We on Daf Ayin Ches. Let us just start over from the beginning of the sugya, which is Daf Ayin Ches Amad Aleph, the last shurim. Besu kami boy lohu. They asked another shayla. Mahu lotzeis besandal shel sham b'yoyim akipurim. Is one permitted to go out with a sandal shel sham? Now let us just see 1 minute. The Lashon of the Ran, which is Daf Beis Amad Aleph B'Dafei Harif. The Ran explains what the Shaila of the Gemara was. It's next to the last large Dibur HaMaschul. Mahu Lotzeis B'Sandal Shel Sham B'Yoyim HaKippurim. So the Ran says as follows, Sham Min Gemi Umi Boilon. Two shailas. Imanul hu, ilav manul hu. Does it fall into the category of a shoe? Nilas asandal is also. One shaila. Is there certain halachis which are only, that is the certain tnoim to be called a shoe, or maybe sham is also called a shoe? Vafilum timsa loime the lav manul hu. Afilu you'll say, it is, doesn't have a teiris manol, be an afkamino le gabi chalitza, perhaps gabi chalitza won't be good, or be a mrinon, kivin de megin, also. But there's another shayla, but could be by Yom Kippurim, since a sandal shel sham is megin, so could be it's also. So there was a double shayla, the shayla does have a shame manol, and if it even it doesn't have a shame manol, could be it's also be Yom Kippurim because it is megin. That was the shaila. Omad Rabbi Yitzchok, let's get back to the sugya. Omad Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachmeini al Raglo, v'omar ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sheyotza besandal shel sham b'yom haKippurim. I saw him wearing a sandal shel sham b'yom haKippurim. Ba'minale I asked him b'tainis tzibumai, a tainis kshomim. Omale loishna, it's also permissible. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, ani ra'isi es Rabbi Lozo de Mininvei, sheyotza besandal shel sham betaynes tzibur, v'aminele b'yom haKippurim mai, omalei loishna, so it's muta. So sham is muta. Rav Yehuda Nofik b'dehitni, Zerashis b'dehitni, amin sham, Abaye Nofik b'dehutzi, Zerashis b'dehutzi, sandal shel kapis tmorim, Rove Novik Bidivli, Rashi says Shalasabi, Rabbi Baravune Kor Sudra Akari Venofi. Rabbi Baravune wrapped around a Sudra Akari Venofi. Now before we go further, let us see a very interesting Ram, and Daf Beis Amid Beis. Umiyu, the Dibur HaMaschul, and Daf Beis Amid Beis, Bedaf Yorif. Umiyu Ikala Medik, Nehei de midi leiv havi manul leke lemeches bei mishum nilas asandal. And that's what we see, that was the shayla if sham was a manul, and they said it wasn't a manul. Aba akati heichi nofki bei hani rabono, de kivind leiv havi manul masuyu v'osa lotzis boi. So if it's not a manul, so then it should be considered a masuy. And you're not allowed to carry Yom HaKippurim. V'kaim lon yesh eire v'itzo b'yom HaKippurim. K'di isa b'meseches krisis b'perek amru loy. He says, a malbish is muta, but it doesn't have a shame manol, so it should be yosa. V'haramban zal hichmer harbe b'kush yezu b'meseches Shabbos. V'omar d'nafki lav davke. That what it says, that they went out with a manol shel sham, so nafki does not love nafki. They went out into the street. El b'seich beisam b'vada yinayim ma'islam neilam ma'islam. Zok deran ve'enei b'mash mekein. Nafki seems they went out. Vo'oid shemin hagon shel Yisrael sheyaitzim b'minin alola afilu b'shus harab. Chazum ma'am adavar. Befirtzich we wear such yom kippur shoes. Aval lididi loy kosher. The chiyam rinim, the midi, the lav manul have a masui, but also lots is boy.
Hani Mil, we'll see later that it's enough in the Mishnah Lechayre, enough in the Baraisa, that if it doesn't have a shame mano, it's a Hezateris Masui. Hani Mili Bishabbos, the Kivin the mano mutter boy, since one can wear shoes, kol midi deloy havalei manol havalei masui, ba'osalotzis boy. That means in Shabbos, if a person will wear these manol shosham, or the other inyonim, so taki considered a masui. Avol b'yoyma kipurim, shahamanol also. So they, one is not permitted to wear a shoe. Vidal kon shabnei adam lotzeis ba'oysan aminim, loy havi masui elo kemanol have lahu yoyme. Let's skip over back. We didn't learn by Kav. I will be a Makipurim. Kivin de kule ulchayu bahani sandali lav masui nina. So the Ran says as the Ktoire, that since this is what is worn on this day, so this is a Teiris Mamu. Yom Kippur is different. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel says two chidushim. One chidush the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, he has a Rashi in Erevin. Rashi says in Erevin, the Gemara clears a shayla if one finds tefillin. If one is permitted to put them on. So one man, the Yomar, says that he's only allowed to put on one pair at a time. The other Tana holds is permitted to put two on a time. So Rashi explains the Tana that holds, you're only allowed to put one on at a time, because he holds that tefillin, that Shabbos is man tefillin. So if he'll put on two pairs of tefillin, he'll be over bal toisiv. And then Rashi is moisiv, that since he'll be over bal toisiv, so therefore it's considered a masui. That's a Rashi in Erevin. So that means if halachically I'm not permitted to wear this, so memele, if I do wear it, it's considered a masui. I saw the Marsham asks on the Minchas Chinuch, so we'll come out. Which is just 1 second. So the Minchas Chinuch says, therefore, will come out in a hapachu. If a person will wear a manol shel oir in Yom HaKippurim, so besides being over the Isser of Nilus HaSandal, will also be over the Isser of Eitzot. Because this is not what should be worn today. It's also in a Torah, it's also in the Rabbonon, but this halachically should not be worn, so it doesn't have a shame manol. So Lamaisa will be high about the Issa Reitzo. That's one Chiddush the Minchas Chinuch says, and the Marshames will come out of persons wearing Shatnes, and also will be over the Issa Reitzo. It's Mechudishtik. But that's all coming out what the Minchas Chinuch says. And then the Minchas Chinuch wants to declare a very interesting Shaila. The Mishnah says that a Chaya is permitted to wear a sandal. According to Rabbi Loza, she's permitted to wear a sandal. So Eklez HaShayla, what will be if she'll wear these shoes? That she wear Yom Kippur shoes. She'll be frum. According to Rabbi Loza. So Eklez could be, since by her, she's permitted, it could be the whole lum this is. He said, Bemison, it's not a manol. But since you're not allowed to wear a manol, so this is manol didah. But what if she's allowed to wear some amelis, so come out if she'll wear a Yom Kippur shoe, so come out that could be she's even the Issa Reitzo. That's one side in the Minchas Chinuch. Or maybe not, since everyone else is wearing them. Some amelis, even though she is a heter to wear a man or sandal shall oyer, afal pikein, she won't be high about Reitzo. So that is a tzorichian of the Minchas Chinuch. Now let's go further in the sugya. Mosiv Rami Bar Chome, Akiteya Yoytzei Bekav Shaloi. Akiteya is a person who doesn't, his foot is cut off. Is Yoytzei Bekav Shaloi B'Shabbos. In Poshet, his kav is, he attached it to the shoik. And the kav is a false foot. Yoytzei bekav shaloi. Divrei Rab Meir. Ve Rab Yosi oisa.
V'toni alo v'shovin sha'osa lotzeis boi b'yayim ha'kippurim. But we learned that Yom Kippur is not allowed to wear this scarf. So let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yossi asks, Kosal kedaitach, the Gemara held Kosova, why is not allowed to wear it in Shabbos? Lav manohu. Hoyil v'einei shove bakil. But since no one wears this, so this doesn't have a shame manu. So memeila, there's an issa reitzo. Afilo hochi shovin, sha'osa lotzis boi b'yei makipur. Alme. Afal gavdil Rabbi Yossi lav manohu, afilo hochi osa, v'hu adin l'shel sham. So what was the Gemara want to be poishit? So be'emison, that was that way, the Ran, we saw the Ran, that was be'emison the Chakir of the Gemara. Mano, there was a shayl, ibachal, ish the sham have a shame manu, that was number one. And then there was the Tzad, afilo doesn't have a shame manu, but since it's Megan, could be in Yom Kippur, this is also. So l'chayre, that's what the Gemara saw from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that a kav does not have a shame manu, because hayovei neshava bakoil, no one wears it, so doesn't have a shame manu. Afal pikein, it's also Yom Kippur, because it's megim. So l'chayre, soy bezoy, so the same thing should be by all these things, say, we see that Megin asks by Yom Kippur, even though it doesn't have a shame manu. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Hosom the Ispek Sisin. There that says Vishovin, it's speaking about the Ispek Sisin, Umishum Tainik. Ksisim, so Rashi says, Chatichais Begodim Ktanois. This is a cushioned calf. A cushioned calf is comfortable. So Rav asked him, I don't understand your lomdas. Is this a, what are you telling me? You're telling me that Bamison, that they're right. That if it doesn't have a shame manol, it's mutter. Even though it's Megan. But here it's different because this ksisit. It's very comfortable. Correct monosh. We love monohu. If it doesn't have a shame mano, doesn't have a shame keili, we say, we look at, cause no one wears this. Ksisit mashvelay mono. So the ksisit will make it for a mano. It's a lamais, it's not a mano. V'hoid, kol tainig, the lavman will be a mekipurim miyosa. And if you mean to say that fakelt, it's not a manul, the ksisin doesn't make it a manul, nor it's a gishmak. So the Gemara says, is there such an issa? If it doesn't have a shame manuls, even though it's comfortable, there's a pesan issa. For rabbi baravuna bekorish sudra kari venofik, that's ichano shayla. Maybe the sham was a shayla, but this is zichen no shayla, even though it's comfortable. V'oid midiktoni seife im yeshloi beis kibbul ksisim tome. The seife says if it has a beis kibbul for ksisim it's tome. V'chlal dereishe labe de islai ksisim askin. Dereishe speaking about it doesn't have a beis kibbul for ksisim. Doesn't have ksisim. So it's not so comfortable. So v'ayis tachoyis. So we're back to the kasha. So vayis tachoyis, that seems, even though it doesn't have a shame manu, but as long as it's a dover hamegin, so that is also be a makipurim, so bezois, manu shol sham should also be yosa. Elo amarov, so rov is said as follows, lo ilam de kulalme manulu. No, Rabbi Yossi also holds it's a manu. And that is why be a makipur is also Ubishabis, if it's a manos, so why does he ask for Bishabis? Ubishabis, bohopligi, mar sova gazrin and dilma mishtamit vaosila suye daladamis. Rabbi Yossi asked, because lemaise, this was not such a snug fit, this calf. So Rabbi Yossi was geyser, maybe it might fall off and he might come to carry it. Mar sova loy gazrin. But it's ziche here as a shame mano. Zok Rashi. Exisin chatiches bgodim. Tana shem leiches lalis marshoiki alei. Tomei mekabu tume de la pshute klietzu. It's considered here's a base kibble. Manolu. Everyone holds it's a man. Hilkach vieme kippurim. Also. Avo dehitni dohutze lav manolino. But this doesn't have a shame manu. So according to Rashi, there's a malikus rishayin in what we pass in Laloche, but according to Rashi, a kaponim agemoras maskon is as follows. That Rove said that a manu shall eat a kav which is made out of eight that has a teiris manu. And ain't a chanami. So since it has a teiris manu, so Yom Kippur is also, but together Yom Kippur only has a teiris manu. And these other materials, sham and the other materials, doesn't have a teres manu, dafka a manu shalates, a kav, which is made out of a kav shalates, that is also. But sham is a different material, so mamele, that doesn't have a teres manu, mamele, it's muta. Let us see Taisvis. Akiteya yaitse bekav shalay, divre rabbi meya, rabbi yaitse yaitse. Beperik b'me isha perish Rashi on this Mishnah. What is the svore of Rabbi Yosi? Mishum delav tachshitu. That he holds it's not a tachshit. It means okay, it's not a malbish. It's not a manul. U'mash medosel and mishum dechoshiv kemasiv lehavi manul elo shaloi. Avu shal eitzloi. That's how Rashi learned. That it doesn't have, that's how Rashi's mevayel the sugya in Shabbos. That he holds davka oyer has a sheiman or leather. Eitz doesn't have a sheiman. V'chein mash me b'gmora osam, the comma de la Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says as follows. According to Rabbi Meir, cholso bekav hakita chalitze, kshere. If she made chalitze and a kav hakita, it's kshere, because according to Rabbi Meir, it is a man, the choshiv manu. Rabbi Yosi chalitza psula, so why is toys the lechoshim manu? Rabbi Netam Hikshe, that's very good when you're learning Masechta Shabbos, because you can tell, you can say whatever pshat you want to say. Abodo maskinen oche, but let's look at the maskon of Agamot. That was the havamin of Agamot, that's the machlekes. The maskinen oche, the pligi chashine dilma mishtamet vasilusi abba amis, avolakule alma manul havet. So it's very schwer on Rashi. Everyone holds it's a manu. V'hod the koma hosom del rameya chilzim boy, del rabiyasi loy. I'm a reese, what's that kepshat nyena gemorit? Hainu taime de rabiyasi. The chihechi, the chayish dulme nofel, Lefisha hu rochev. We said over here, Rabbi Yosi holds in out to wear the Shabbos because it's not such a snug fit. So memele, it might fall off. Is my time and nami ain't chiletzes boy. Ked the omer bepeg mitzvahs chalitze. Na loy, vecholzo na loy, horoi loy. You need a nal horoi loy. Prat le godo shayne yoche lahalech boy. So that's goofy is the machloikis. That zicher, this kav akita is not such a snug fit. It could fall off. But that give it a shame. Na l'roi loy, the possibilities of falling. So just like as Rabbi Yosi held that, just like Yechayish, do manov of osil asuye. So that doesn't have a shame. Manol also minatoyre. And Rabbi Meir holds that's good roi loy. This percentage it might fall off. Here's a shame royal, and we're not chayish in Shabbos also. Behiksha Rabbeinu Shimshi, b'desanya beperek mitzvahs chalitze, cholzo bekav hakite, chalitza ksheira. Fine. Ba'anpalyo shel beget, some type of a stocking of that's made out of material, chalitza psula. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, he doesn't understand the ratio, doesn't stim with the safe. Kavakite moni, rameyeri. The ratio that says kavakite is good, that's going according to rameyer. This nan akite yoitze bekav shaloi divre rameyer. Rabbi Yosi Yosa. Ban palye, some amela, so if it's called a manol according to rameyo, so therefore chalitza is good. Fine. Ban palye shall beg it, that says that it's no good, also la rabbonon. So who's the rabbonon? Mashme, so Tosis understood pshat, also la rabbonon, tainu rabbiyasi, the polygar rameyo. The Gemara brought down the Mishnah in Shabbos, and then the Gemara says, so the Sefer goes according to Rabbon in Nidavka Oyer, and everything that's not Oyer is no good. Bainer Rabbi Yossi, the Poligal Rabbi Meir. Veheiche mashmalei da'osan Rabbi Yossi, tveilo Rabbi Meir. So, v'ho hodo loichoshiv Rabbi Yossi kava kite kemano, Aynu mishum de dalke li posik velipel. The Rabbi Netam said, Lefiya emes, the tam of Rabbi Yossi is because it doesn't fit well. So it's not called, considered an al haroi loy. Aval an pal ye shall beg it the leke remei moch, there there's a snug fit. Dil ma fula Rabbi Yossi moide. So lecheire, yeni gemor is a gewalde kerai terash. We have to understand with our sugi what happened. But on Kaponim Yeni Gemorit would seem that the Machloikis Chamei Rabbi Yossi is, does it have a Teres Manel? Doesn't have a Teres Manel. So the Gemorit Sakash Seifa Ose Kerabonon and Reishi Kerameir. V'tichetzri the Vadai HaMaksha V'sal Kedaitoch the time of the Rabbi Yossi Mishimho Deloichoshev Manel Elo Shalom. That's true. The Havamina of the Gemara was over there was like the Havamina of Agama. Agama also had such a Havamina. That's Gufa the Machloikis. Does it have a Shem Manol if it's not oil? The Binyan Nachalei Metuk Melei Hodik Toni Ban Palya Shall Beget Chalitza Psula. Well, he had no way to understand the Sefer. What's wrong in Palya Shall Beget? Dile Rabbi Yossi Nami Manol Have. Because if you'll say the way the Rabbeinu Tam said in the Maskon, it's a manu, a he money, and this is a snug fit, loy Rab Meir, loy Rab Yossi. Some emailers, he says, that when the Makshin asked the Kasha, the Gemara Makshin understood Reisha Rab Meir, v'seifer Rab Yossi, Rabbonon, so the Makshin Zich held that that's the Machloikis. But according to the Maskonis HaGemore, the Omar that the Gemore says, the Koma Rove Kulei Rabbi Meiri, V'taime de Posel Ba'an Palye, Mishum Doloi Megine. So according to the Gemore, that's Rove's Maskonis. It goes according to Rameye, it has a Teres Manu, but since it is not Megin, he says, Ampalya, you don't need oil to give it a Teres Manel. But you need a Tanai of Megina al Kapone, but it has to be protect the foot. So the apostle, Ampalya, Mishum Doloi Megini, Motzelev Shapir Taimed Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Dulma Mipsi. That means if you have a Gemore, if you have a Gemore Lefiha Emes, that's saying that, and Palya is no good because it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. So then that's saying, in other words, that Rabbi Yossi holds you need oyer, and something that's not oyer doesn't have a shame mandal. But the maskon, that was only the kash of the Gemara, Reishe, Rab Meir, Vesefer, Rabbi Yossi. But the maskon in the Gemara is that everything is going according to Rab Meir, and the tam way and palya is not good. It is not because it's the materials is not a problem, but the problem is because it's not making. That's it. Doesn't have a shame on the. So memele. So then it could very well be that then we could say that the tam of, we're not forced to say that the tam of Rabbi Yossi is that you need oil. Then we can say weiter on the alter tam. Shem dulme mifsi. Pim toima, fraktoisves, kiven de mi ikore salke daitoch, de taime de Rabbi Yosef mishum dulme mipsik, is mai komishani, bidisayfe rabon reishen ami rabonon vereish, ve mechupa oer, amai shoref ul mechupa oer nami ikole meches dulme mipsik. So the Marsho explains that Toisves is asking Akasha, Toisves is going on the sugi in Yevomis. Tosfos told us the kasha of the sugya. The Gemara says Reisha Rameya Sefer Rabbi Yossi, and Tosfos says the maskona of Rove Kula Rameya and the kava kite zamanu and palya shall beg it is not megid.
but there's a teretz of Abaye in between. The teretz of Abaye was, this is a maskona of the Gemara, Abaye said, yes, the kasha reisha, rameya, sefer, rabbi Yossi. No. Mi de sefer, rabbi Yossi, is reisha, nami, rabbi Yossi. No, everything is going according to rabbi Yossi. No, you're asking a kasha, so why is the reisha, why is a kava kita good for chalitze? So Abaye said, it's speaking about the smachupoyer. And then Paul, you shall beg it. There's nowhere. I couldn't talk. That's Abaye's teretz. Now this is a maskon. This is a teretz of Abaye. Now this is a kash. This is a very embarrassing kash. And the Rian, the Rabbi Natan, the Rian, he said the word have a meaning. Maybe that's the lomdus of Rabbi Yosi. Above the fear emes, the lomdus of Rabbi Yosi is. He holds that you don't need oil to make it a mano. The whole time is Dilma or Silamipsi. So how did Abaye say Pshat is going according to Rabbi Yossi? So what is he saying that the Reish is speaking about Mechupi Shal Oil? The criteria is not oil. Everything is a mano. The problem is Dilma or Si, that it's no good because it might, it is no good because it might slip off, so it's not called naloy haruyeloy. So be health to eats of mechupah. So it seems from that gemara klo like Rashi, not like the ri. V'yesh loy mal. So Tosfos answers be mechupah oyer de komar, not from the outside it's mechupah. Heine befnim that it is a chipi aver on the inside. Shemitoych kar. So since yev it's mechupah oyer from the inside miskatzer. So memele, so it's more snug the fit. So memele, so it won't fall off. So like this need naaloi haruyeloi. The chippevayr it's naaloi haruyeloi. Inami ayideishu mechupe hu yochel the koifloi or the koishroik deshiyamid bechayzik so bevragloi. The chippevayr makes that a kabbalim can touch it better. So memela, so then it's not mishtamet. That's how Tosfos says pshat. Let us see Rabbi Kiveya. Ayin marsha v'koshali dema ha'ilu b'teirutzom dimikol mokim eich omar abaye midesefer abon. So he says Tosfos didn't avoided the problem. Hagam l'rabbonon. The Sefer Rabbonim means the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Hagam l'Rabbonim leboyer. According to Rabbi Yosi, the loyta maskon, you don't need oyer. Ubekita hatam, rak the mishlev. Va'al kochoch. So now, bebeget hatam. So now, let's go. The Sefer is going according to Rabbi Yosi. So why is that an ampeloy shall beget also? They ain't a megan. So you have to say, that's not the mosul of Mishlev. She have to say, they ain't a megan. Well, me meila also, if you look at a meya. So what did Abaye say? Me the sefer rabbonon, reisha rabbonon. How do you understand the sefer? If we're saying that the time of Rabbi Yossi is. Because the mosul of Mishlev. So what's like a pshat in the sefer? And Paul Yishal Beger. So Koch the mezon, because it's not megan. Me meila also, if you look at a meya. The dumb the beggar like Taylor Clover the Rameva Rabona. El al Kochoch, the bias virale. The pligi yavi manu. So Koch, you have to say that Raquel, not the way the Ri says, the bias loim shat the pligi yavi manu. Or time yozo, the mashem bishmain this bexis and Raquel, the bias wasn't moide terov, the bias said hishtik teure. That bemisin, it's not a mano, and ksisim is, yem, it's also b'yem kippah, it's ksisim. It's so rechiyim. Okay, moira de kekash. Let us see the next thesis. Akiteya yoitze bekap shaloi. Perish rashi, perik bameishe. Mishe nikto oragloi, oise loi kimin defus regu. That's kav shaloi. B'loi nehire loharav peiris. V'koshalei im kein amai Rabbi Yosi oisa v'eine yochel leilich bin yinache. So, l'chayre, why isn't this called mano d'day? That means if this is the only way you can walk, so why isn't it called mano d'day? Now, so according to the Maskona, the reason of Rabbi Yossi is Mishim Dulme Mifsik Vosil Asuyei. Bo Inofel Eine Yochel Osis Misham Atche Yachzav Yina Lenos. If he passed Dulme Mifsik Vosil Asuyei, this is the only way he can walk. Bo Oitik De Ha'omar Abaye Bepeirik Beme Isha. The ain tome medris that this kav is not tome medris, mishum delay somechilave, because the kiteya does not rest on it. The ikeperish rashi, valoyen smach godol mize. He's walking on it. This is a false foot, and he's walking on it. Umiyu oimari, deloy koshe kulahai. She'ein oisei kav tzorich loy kol kach. Shehu nishan al makle shebiyotov. You should know he's walking with crutches. Kederech achigrim. Vein nishan klal ala kav. And he's not resting v'chla on the kav. He's hopping along with crutches. Bahainu smuchesh sheloy diktoni hosom. Yaitzim behem b'shabbes l'divrei hakel. Everyone holds you allowed to go out with smuches. And what is smuches? Smuches means crutches. B'loi kemoi sheperish rashi, she'oisa oir l'roshe shoykov. Smuches means something else. That he takes a leather and he puts it on the roshe kaim v'goyrer shoykov b'kalke sh'kshenikto shtei raglov. And when he schleps his feet, so memele, so he puts that there. No, smuches means crutches. So we can infer, so memahitaime, so memele, so that is why it's not called mano d'day, he's not really walking on it. And that's why the zechshasha might fall, he might come and carry it. Because really, he's not walking with this. This is only for beauty purposes. He's walking with the crutches. From my time in Amiyosi Shapir, Dabai Lechoshiv Le Medris, Shein Nishanola, forget, he's not resting on this false foot. He's resting on the crutches. Alapomim on Nishamolov Ktsas, Opomim Eininege Bekalka Klaus. Sometimes this foot is just dangling. It doesn't even touch the ground. So memeila, so that's not called tumas medres. It's not miyuchid for medres. So that's how the Ri wants to fa'em for Rashi's pshat, and the Teretz is, he said, speaking with crutches, and that's muchas of the Mishnah. Avol harav peiris peirish. He has a different pshat in the Mishnah. Mi shenikta oragloi, oisei loi kav, kimin sandal. Uminichoi b'mokem haregu, v'nire ke'ilu yesh loy regu. And it looks like he has a regu. V'yoche lotzeis boi b'shabbos, k'moi b'minolov. Just you're allowed to go out with shoes, you're allowed to go out with this false regu. We'll see in a minute. V'koyfe shoykoi la'achayrov, and he bends his foot, And this false foot is attached to his bent shoik. V'koysher smuchosh shel eitz. Now, how does he walk? So, he's koysher smuchosh shel eitz, supports of eitz. Mikaf yereichoy, shekoyren ashkitza. V'soymech boy shoikoy, umahalach bo. That means there are wooden stilts that are attached to the shoik, and that goes to the ground, and he's walking on these stilts. V'hainu smucha shaloi diktoni hosom smucha shaloi tomei medres. It's these stilts which are attached to his shoik. V'yoytzim ben b'shabbes, v'nichnosim ben b'lazore. Now what is this kav? V'oysoi kav. Shemeiniach b'mokim parsus chagloi, ein ayel, he's not walking on that, the shaykh is bent back. Elo kidei shiusvurim horoyim shalregel shleimo yeshle.
People should think he has a foot. Umnei hachoyli eina yochel lidroich olof.
And he can't walk. Why should they think he's a bigger rachmonis than he has to show himself?
So this was a false foot that was hanging up. He bent it. This was hanging. He never walked on this foot.
And he walked on smuches.
So memele. So
now we understand pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he'll fall. He might carry it because he's not where. I mean, this is a false foot that was not used at all and was only there for stamazay. He shouldn't look cosmetic purposes. Yeah.
Vim yesh ba'oisai kav. Beis kibul ksisim, tamei ksisim,
tamei. Then it's tamei. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Ksisim einu gemi aimuchin,
ei kol dovarach, shunoisim bekav lahanosoi, kedei shlo yichav loi, ksheyiga ragloi bekav.
So this is put there, it seems that they come in contact.
Tamei. Ikemandome bigmore tome tumis meis. It's a base kibble, it's a cliche, yeshle base kibble. Ikemandome tumis medris, lefisho nishan olof.
It seems that sometimes he is nishan on this car.
Vahaide loiktoni gabi kav, inichnas boila zore imla, kidiktoni gabi smiches. Yeshloime milsa de pshiti sheinich nosim boi lazor, kiven de loy tzorich le kula haiz. As he didn't talk about it, inami kiven de gavoy min akarke, veinei meluchlich milsa de pshiti de chnich nosim boi. Period. Al kaponim, so we have here, the Rabbeinu Peiris had a different mahalach in this kaf. Ula Peiris Rashi, Yesh raya lahatir, but al kaponim, according to Rashi, we said that Pesazoi, we made in the kimte, that is, in order to fend for the kashas on Rashi, that is speaking by his walking with crutches. La perish Rashi, yesh raya lahatir, lemi shenichvetsu gidei shoikov, leilech b'makolos b'shabbos. According to Rashi, we have a raya, the one that's permitted to walk with crutches. The Hainu Shmuche Shaloi. This is the Shmuche. That's how the Ri wants to say Bshah. The Kulal Meyaitzebem Bishabbos. So we have a right. The Filu Le Perish Rav Perish. So according to Rav Perish, Lechay, we don't have any Raya. From this Halacha, because the Shmuches mean something else. It means that they were attached from the yerech to the ground, there was like stilts that he was walking on that. So that's not crutches. Crutches is betzim. He's not attached to him. He's carrying them and he, afopike and this. I mean, crutches is betzim achidish. That also is, since he needs it to move. So this is considered also, it's not called taitso. It's not called amasui. So afilu leperish erav perish yeshray lahat the meforish smuches shaloi sheshtei raglev al smuches. Is v'yevshel aleilach b'loy makolas. He says afilu according to him, he also says the smuches means that he's walking on stilts, but you still can't walk on that. You have, since this is not his feet, so kol chachvaita he has crutches. V'lochi layoselu. That's number one. So this is a practical raya. That means these crutches we're putting into the Mishnah because he wouldn't be able to walk side by side. There's another raya that crutches should be muta. Misayfe. The ketoni kisais usmuchay shaloi tmei medres ben yoitzin behen b'shabbos. Uperish Rashi. Mi shen nichvetzu gidei shoykov or gidei yereichaisov, it shrunk. Noisein agboisov bekav. So he sits down on a kav, on a piece of wood. V'yoyshevoy, v'koysher akav begufoy.
V'yesh loy shnei safsolim ktanim b'shtei yodot. And he holds in his two hands two safsolim. V'nishin aleyem. And he rests on them. V'nitchav behem. And he pushes himself by these two safsolim. V'safsolim loy utzra chatan l'haskir sh'chein yochel elch b'kisem loy safsolim. The yoytzin bechol elu b'shabbes. B'ho diktoni in yoytzin. So the safsolim, you don't have to say, so it says, kisei usmuchoy sheloytmeyim ben yoytzin ben b'shabbes. So Rashi says that pshat is that there's safsolim with a ka. Asafsolim utzachatan laskir shein yochel elch b'kisei b'lei safsolim. V'yoytzim b'chol eilu b'shabbes. V'ho diktoni ein yoytzim ben b'shabbes, einu b'smuchay shaloi. Einu smuchay shal oir oi shal eit, sh'oysa l'raglov atluim ba'abir. That means he is sitting on this kav, this kisei, he's sitting on this kisei, and the stumps of his feet are sticking out. שאויסן לרגל ותלויים באבר, ואינם נויגים לאורץ, ופעמים נסמך עליהם בקרקע גבויה. Sometimes the it rests, or he gets to a high קרקע, so מסתום, the רגליים will touch the קרקע. וכך אין יויץ ממול שבס, לפי שאין צורך לוי. He doesn't need it, it's not man of the day. Inam is in the Mishtalfi, or maybe they might fall, the fish ain't like his boris, posilusino. Aba alme, the sapsolim shabiyodov muta lotsis behem, who are din lamakles. It's more like the thesis figure out the halacha. I mean, even though the Mishnah didn't speak about it, but if we're speaking about it, he says, I call it the sapsolim. So, and in the sapsolim amuta. גם רבינו תם היתר לאחד שקופצו גידי שויקב לוצס במקולס לשוס הרב. So we see that this is mutter. תנא רבו, זאת הגמורה ויתר. תינוקס מותורים בכולם, חוץ מנילס הסנדל. זאת רעשי. Mutorim bekulon bechol hani de masnisen achile shtiye rechitze besiche. So the mutter of everything besides nilus asandol. So the Teisha Shema Kippurim wants to say that our kochach was speaking about lo higiyah lechinuch. Because higiyah lechinuch, it's not mutter b'achile. I mean, we have later that next mishnah that there's a dinish. Is a din by Igiel Lachinoch, Yemachanchen Lashois, Machanchen Oysen, Oysen, Neshon, Neshosayim, Beshvoshi, Regilim, Bemitzvist, there's a din Chinoch. So it says, Motorim Bekulon, so it means, Lo Igiel Lachinoch. He wants to say that, in Chutz Minilas Asandel, that Minilas Asandel, Afilo Igiel Lachinoch, Afilo Lo Igiel Lachinoch is also awesome. Rekte gemore, meishna nilus asandals, why is nilus asandal different? The omri inshi avdulei. People will say that he put on the shoes on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. Hanachnami omri inshi avdulei. Zot Rashi, inshi avdulei, gedoilem osulei. Batoiro hishiro gedoyle malaktanim, shleyasu lahem v'yadayim dova ha'osa, kedamrinem v'meseches yevomis, leisoichlum leisachilum lahaze gedoyle malaktanim. So here we see, agavulcha we see from, I mean, the way Rashi says pshat in the Gemara, that there is a din of leisachilum on Yom HaKippurim, even though it's Dvarim Amutorim, it's only the Yomis Geirim, it's not like Shrotzim. and the Izalais Achilum, so you're not allowed to wear shoes, the Omri Inshi, because people will say he put them on today, and they'll say he was Eva and Lais Achilum. Like the Gemara, Hanach Nami Yomri Inshi, Ovdu Lei Rechitze Vesiche. So the same thing, people will say he made Rechitze Vesiche. So the Gemara, Eima Mi Esmal Ovdu Lei. No. They'll say he did it yesterday. The child is clean and thus, he did it Erev Yom Kippur. Like the Gemara, Sandal Nami Eima Mi Esmal Ovdu Lei. The Gemara sandaloi efshel de meyefsa of delay, the Omar Shmuel, I man the boy le mitem tamo de misuse, the person wants to be toima tam mise, le sayim misani, let him wear his shoes, veligni. Let him, maximum it could be the tam is that it prevents circulation, or there's another inyan to it. Zalkaponim, if you see a tinnik wearing shoes on Yom Kippur, they'll zicha say that the father put it on. Agabuche, the Rishash asks Akashe, he brings the Sefer Atrumis that the Beis Yosef brings in Simen Shin Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings it down in Simen Shin Yud Zayin. There's a whole meduber that if a person puts on shoes, the Shaila is Akashe Shal Kayom, Akashe Shalini Shal Kayom. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tumah speak about Talmidei Chachomim, they put on the shoes Shabbos and they wear it a whole week. So Mamelus Hashailas is allowed to tie it Shabbos, or if we wore the shoes all, we don't take off the shoes, they learned the whole time. So these Talmidei Chachomim, they says vices people used to do it, they didn't take off the shoes. Baal Kaponim, our Gemara says, Epesis Nitzchana Zazach. Yeah. Fregt de Gemara, wa motorim lechatchile ktoni. It says, tenaikis motorim bekulon chutz minilas asandal, that lechatchile, you're allowed to make, just like you're allowed to give them to eat, you're allowed to be roichitz them, you're allowed to be soch them. I mean, we're not speaking about what people will say. We're speaking about that you're allowed to do it lechatchile. So what's the difference? It's a mutter. Elahanach de lav revisayu gozru bo rabonon, anach de revisayu le gozru bo rabon. So the Gemara says the Teretz is as follows, that these in yonim rechitze siche, this is the giddel of the child, they need it. Shuchnoch is brought down bismanena, they don't need it, but the Kvodim Bevais is bisman chazal, that was an important health factor to be roichitz cotton every day, to be socher cotton every day. So memele, so legozer by rabbono, to wear shoes, he doesn't have to wear shoes, it doesn't, it's not mechazik is his goof. So memele, so therefore it's also. Rashi says, loyev shem yasmu v'yayoshin kol alayla v'ayim beraglov. Fakt de gemorge is de mamme tamm gat gilt tan simbolim leg aimrim le achileu oder geitsay sei if he asks a shaila you will tell me you should do it mutarim hay shap yoda da yaima soloi. Now the second place me kipur asks on this rash, I mean it's looking it's very unclear, man, if you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it, but some shap yoda, he knows that he did it. I mean the kash is, if you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. So why are you allowed to do it? The Taisis Yom Kippurim asks, Tamazaya Shaila, he says, Bishlam, you allowed to give a child to eat mela. He says, how are you allowed to wash a child? He has hanos rechitze, but while he's doing it, he has hanos rechitze. I will say he's not mechaven for hanos rechitze. He says, we had a whole sugi before about going through water. A rav le Talmud is not allowed to go through water. He also doesn't have kavon of hanos rechitze. So he wants to say that he doesn't, he, He throws water on him. He doesn't, he's not roichetzim. He just, with a shower. He doesn't, and sicheps, he says, with a beget, you have to know there shouldn't be any schita al kaponim. Al kaponim, that's what he says. He says that that's how he does it, or else there'll be taka shayla of his own rechitzim. The Omar Abaye, Omresli aim, revisi di yenuke. That the pu'ulas one should do, that the cotton should be in his gadol good, is maya chamime umishche. You wash him with chamim and you soch him. Gadol pulte, he gets a little bigger. Beyase bekutcha. You add an egg to the kutach. That's very healthy. Gadol pulte, he gets a little older. Tvuri money. So to he should be able to vent out his energy, he should break kalem. That's very good for a cotton. Ki hod rabbe zovin lohu, rabbe purchased money gzizi de pachi livnei metavri lohu. Rabbe to occupy his small children, so he went and there was a bargain. There was money gzizi de pachre, there was split kalim of cheres. So split kalim of cheres, who's gonna buy that? They're not usable. So they were sold for very cheap, so Rabba went and invested in this for his son, Metavlu, and he had a yontif that he used to break them. So kaponim, revise de tinik, is permissible. Sagt Rashi, Maya chamimi lechitze mishche losoich beyase bekutcha beim bekutach tiburi money lahavkir loy kalem leshaber ulamaloy stabosai. Shouldn't be restricted. He should be able to do what to do to let out his energy. That's revise de tinik. Money gzizi de pachro kalem sdukim shalcheres bedomim kalem. Now we had before Lamaisa, why is this mutter? So other, the Taisa Shishanim, the beginning of the Perik said it's a raya, the whole thing is a darabonon. That's where they were matter. That's why the Ran Lamaisa says, Lefiyemis is no laisa chilum. This is derech tainuk. That's what the Ran Lamaisa says, this is ich a derech tainuk. The other thing she could say, Moschon akosub lachachomim, and the Shloikeder Tainig, they said it doesn't go into the Isser of these Anuyim. But he says, by a cotton, it's Ichader Tainig, Vavopika and its Mutter. So, that's one of the rays of the Rishonim. So we see that the whole Isser is at the Rabbonan, the Bemokim, Revise, the Tinik. There it goes. Hamelech Vakala Yichetsu Espenei. So what do we have in the Mishnah? We had in the Mishnah that Melech Vakala Yichetzos Peneim Vachaye Tinol Esasandol Divrei Rabbi Leza Vachachomim Oysu. Zog Rashi. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Melech Vakala Yichetzos Peneim Masnisin Moni Rabbi Chananye Ben Tchadyenu. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, a melech vakala lo yirchitzu es penayim. Abchananye ben tradyen oimer mishum Rabbi Elezer, a melech vakala yirchitzu es penayim. Hachaye lo yisinul es asandu. Abchananye ben tradyen oimer mishum Rabbi Elezer, achaye tinul es asandu. My time, Omar Rababa Bazav, Omar Rav, Melech, Mishum Dursi Melech, Biyofye, Shechzen, Einecho. Kala my time, Kadesh, Loitiskana, Al Baila. So, the Mephoshim explain that, Watcha Masnisim Moni Rabchanani Ben Tradi, because Bemisin in the Bereise, the Pshan the Bereise was that the Chachomim held that Afilo Koin Trabalos, that's also awesome. Hamelach vakal lo yichatz penayim. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan says Rabbi Elezer holds its mutter. So our Mishnah that brings down the Rabbi Elezer holds its mutter. That's pshat in the Gemara. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan. Omalei kadesh liskan al baila. Omalei Rabbi Chiya kala ad kamo.
Amalekah desanya in meinin tachshitin menakala kol shloishim yoy. Achai tizur es asandu mishum tzine omar shmul im machma sakonas akrov muta. What a see Rashi. In meinin tachshitin bereise hi ומייסינלו בריש בסולו ניסייס בקסוביס, הריש היה תפחי תבוח ויינה מוזק, ומייס עובב של חוסנו אימא של קלו, מכניסן את המייס לחדר וסחוסן וסקלו לחופה, ובויל בילס מצפה ופיירש. So they start a חסנה ready, before the אבילס was חל, אחר כך קברן את המייס, and then the Avelus is not doiche the Simchas Chosn Vekala, which is already Chal. Ein moinin tachshiti min akala machmas evil kol shloishim yoim, alma kol shloishim boi noi. Fine. In machmas sakonas akrov, mokim shesh lochlo shel akrabim, mutol kol odom lino. Now the Svat Emet asks Akasha, what is the chiddush of Akrabim? So the Taisa Shem Kippurim and the Sikh Yitzhak say, Mokim Shesh Locho Shel Akrabim, so even though it's a Sofik, you're allowed to put on Sandal's Mutter. Svat Emet asks Akasha, Pshite, Bekuch Nefesh Doiche Gam Inni Dachila, so What is he saying over here? So the Sfasem says, Amoyodikazach, the Kamash Malon, the Rashoi Leilech Lim Koimais Ashchichem Akrabim, Bein Tzorich Lim Noya Leishev Bebeisai. He's saying, Zichet Asakona, but who tells you to go with this Akrabim? Stay home. So the Chiddush is allowed to go. Abkan Lashoinai. Now, Lechoire, Baksim, that's Amoyodikachiddush, what he's saying. I mean, goofy kasha. How is one permitted to put himself in a matzav of sakon, and then will be a heter? So don't go. I mean, what reason do you have to go? I mean, there's a machloikis, the balamoir and the ramban. If nishtapach chamimi, kaida mamila, if the bisman chazal, it was necessary that you had to be roichetz the tinnik after the mila. So what if they used to warm up water in order to be roichetz the tinnik after the mila? What is nishtapa chamimi kaidam amila? So are you allowed to make the mila? So the Baal HaMoir says you're not allowed to make the mila because afterwards you'll be forced to be mechal Shabbos. So Mimela, she's not allowed to make the Mila, even though Mila is a mitzvah. And after I make the Mila, it's a pikuach nefoshes. You're not allowed to put yourself in the matzah of a pikuach nefoshes. So how are you allowed to, if you can stay home, so you can say, what hetter do you have? We're not speaking about Mila over here. The Baal HaMoir holds that fila Mila is also. You're not to be making yourself in a sakone, and then you'll have a hetter pikuach nefoshes. The Maise is told that the doctor told the Chofetz Chaim that he has to eat Yom Kippur. So the Chofetz Chaim asked the doctor, what will be if I'll sleep? So he says, if you'll sleep, you won't have to eat. So he slept the whole Yom Kippur, so he shouldn't have to eat. A kapon musen given a kunz. But, I mean, that's sicher, it's brought down for a chayla, a zok, and shein beisakonet, let them stay in bed the whole Yom Kippur. They should be able to fast. They shouldn't have to, you don't go to shul and put yourself in the matzav of sakonet. So I really don't understand the Sfas Emes. No, what's pshat in the Gemara is, lulei de mistafine, the loshen of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings down these halachas. There's a whole bunch of halachas over here. Chaye kolam midyoyim achal idosa muteres lino lafilo biyayim akipurim nei shatzine koshalo. V'chein choyle afilo ayim v'yisakone shatzine koshalo. It's difficult. V'chein mishesh loy maki beraglof muta lino. V'chein im yordu gshomim V'roitza leilech mi beis haknesis le beisoi, ele heper.
הוא אודם מפוניק ומצטער בליך לחרגלו ומקשום עם מוטל אלינו שהגיע לבייסו לבייס הכנסת שיחלצה מי שאין מפוניק עושה ואם יש שם רפש ותית מוטל לכל אודם לינו לפי שהכר חשוב ומפונוקים לעניין זה ההולך במוקים סוס יהיה But if it's refish v'tit, it mutter l'chol adam l'inna l'fish ha'kel chishuv m'fanokim l'inyin zeh. Ha'olich b'mokim sh'metzuyim akrabim ha'ishar dvorim ha'noish mutter l'inna l'afil amanul sh'loich v'afilayin ha'olich l'dvar mitzvah l'tayil mutter l'inna k'desh l'ishchenu akro b'chiyoy tzeboy. Now, we pass in all these things that are mutter, chaye, and choyle, amafunik, and he says refish v'tit, is everyone is amafunik. So, l'chayre, this is not pikuach nefashis. Remember, in the Taisa, she shown him in the beginning of the sugya, he asked this kash. She wanted to prove the whole Israel of the Rabbonon. And they were matter. So, they were matter. It wasn't sakonis nefashis. That's why the Tanakama asks. Now here we pask in, this is mutter, amafunik is mutter, refish v'tit, everyone is called amafunik is mutter, so l'chay, it's also not a het of pikuch nefoshes. Then he says, ha'ilich b'mokim shemitzim akrabi meshad v'manoi shemutter l'alinu, afilu einu ha'ilich l'dvar mitzvah l'tayil, mutter l'alinu, k'deish l'ishchenu akab h'yaitzim, but l'chay, if here you have a het of pikuch nefoshes, I mean, it's l'chayre, if you matter afilu for a mefunik, so why do you have to have a het of pikuach nefoshes over here? Mami shalai l'tzoyach, l'tayil, mutter. I mean, dachsem is sakonis akriv does not mean pikuach nefoshes. I mean, morko, it's a loshen, the nakriv might fight it, but I don't think it means it's a sakonis nefoshes. And this heterim, and the reason of this heterim are that the Taisa Shishonim's kashas are I the holy symbols of sandals of the Rabbonah. So that's where they were matter, but I don't think that it means that, mamish sakonis nefoshes.